It is hour number three of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey. We pick out the stems and seeds at 2:45. U.S. soccer sucks a little less today. How you like that, Mexico? At 2:30, why did June 6th and 7th matter? A birthday that requires us to continue considering our sports hottie Mount Rushmore. And in mere minutes, it was a good weekend on the 40 acres for baseball and football. Plus, the Titans just bolstered their passing attack. I'm Trey Elling, and sitting across from me is Chad Hastings.
Yes, indeed. Hour number three. Great text rolling in on the Specs text line, 337-3776. I'm always up for a good dad joke. If you kill a bird, are you a birderer? That is fantastic. Mm. Well played. This says that... This is throwing Misty May Trainer, the beach volleyball player, into the discussion.
To each their own. I will say this, as somebody who's a big fan of sand volleyball, Chad,
mm-hmm.
there's a bit of a lack of talent in that superficial regard.
Really?
In that sport.
Okay.
A sport that does pride itself on its female athletes playing in bikinis.
I dig this text because it hits two of our different subjects today. This says, Florence Griffith Joyner, FloJo was nice back in the day. In her prime, mm-hmm. FloJo was an attractive, talented athlete. Martina Hingis, Liz Cambage in the WNBA, and Anna Kournikova. Also says the Mavs have not won a playoff series since the title year in 2011. Not wrong. Cuban broke up the team after they won it. Wouldn't pay Tyson Chandler and others. Shouldn't he be catching more flack along with Carlisle? Yes, absolutely. I've been griping at him since that happened. I couldn't believe he didn't give that team a chance to re-rack. But yes, he should be getting critiqued for it. He has not been able to put anything around his star since that team. I would argue from that moment on, it all started with Tyson Chandler, but it didn't end there.
Right. No, they did not give that team a chance to run it back, and I think Mavs fans were really disappointed in the moment, and clearly it still hurts because they haven't won a playoff series since then.
Yep.
How about adding this name to the list of considerations for the sports hottie Mount Rushmore?
All right.
Lindsey Vonn.
Lindsey has been mentioned a few times.
She may end up there for me.
Especially if you're into the skiing thing. I mean, that's just kind of your deal if you consider skiing sexy with all that the skiing can provide. Yeah, Lindsey's very attractive. And by the way, let's get a couple of Mount Rushmores on the other side here. If you are into guys and sports, please let us know. Maybe it's our female listeners that are out there. We know you are out there. Who are your Mount Rushmore guys? They're really good athletes, but they're also very attractive to you. Like, is it Cristiano Ronaldo? Like, give us some names. Is Tom Brady on your list? Who is it? There have to be male athletes that are more attractive, that, like, the whole thing is more attractive to you because you think they're hot. That's what we're talking about today.
Mm-hmm.
We are angling towards the female side of it because we are attracted to women. If you're attracted to men, please let us know who's on your Mount Rushmore. So far, all we've gotten is John Daly, and I think that might be slightly a joke. I'm just saying.
Going out on a sturdy limb there,
exactly.
Chad. That would be less sturdy if it were John Daly going out on it.
A little bit.
I'm adding Jeannie Bouchard to the list, another very attractive tennis player who, much like Anna Kournikova, doesn't mm-hmm. really have a whole lot of on-court success, but boy, is she good looking.
Another fight fan like me saying Paige Van Zandt is on their list. I do like Paige Van Zandt.
She is attractive.
And much like Holly Saunders, she has now made the trip into the fans only, OnlyFans. Which way is it?
Yeah,
OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
She's got one of those pages if you're interested.
Has Danica Patrick gotten mentioned?
She is not. Danica is very attractive.
Yeah.
Yeah, very attractive.
Lolo Jones.
Lolo Jones is pretty. She is very pretty. If you like an opinion too, Lolo Jones will give you that.
Yes,
always ready with an opinion. All right, so let us know what you think there. Somebody throws Simone Biles in.
Oh yeah,
the smile to kill for is what they say with Simone Biles.
She's best gymnast of all time.
I'm about to say she's also got the talent that'll take you out too. I was looking at her. I think her birthday came by recently. 43 gold medals altogether. When you put world championships in and stuff.
Wow.
It's absolutely stupid. She'll be ready to go in Tokyo. All right, so we'll continue to take your hottie Mount Rushmore discussions on Anna Kournikova's birthday. We've hit all the big stories of the day, including Texas baseball waiting for their opponent, but that game's been delayed. South Florida and South Alabama, winner will come to Austin. South Alabama did win earlier to force that game. But Texas baseball just looked amazing. 33-5, the combined score. I'd say never pushed. That's not even fair to it. They never trailed. They just smashed all three opponents there and probably got a little bit, not saying Arizona State would have really challenged them in the third game, but the fact that Fairfield came back to beat Arizona State, I think that helped Texas out too.
Yeah.
And they just lived up to it. They lived up to the number two overall seed. We've also talked about Texas getting that running back transfer from Alabama. Couldn't hurt. Keelan Robinson is his name, and we will see what happens there. Trey, if I'm a Texas fan, what I'm excited about is, because I've said, you know, Steve Sarkisian, one way or the other, needs to be responsible for at least one win this year, if not two. Because that could really help to swing things. Could be a play call. It could be just sort of the feel of a game. But it could also be scheme. It could be, hey, look, two running backs on the field at the same time. It could be, oh, my God, did you see that play call of, you know, you're down at the 10-yard line, and that was an amazing scheme they drew up. Texas fans just went through two coaches that did not give you what they were supposed to give you on game day. And if Steve Sarkisian can start to do that, that's, I think, where he can be responsible for a win or two. So can he bring a kid like this in, work him in, find the best, like maximize the talent and the development of everything, and get you guys a win or two that maybe you wouldn't have had if, you know, Herman's still around?
The answer is yes, he can, because he's been doing at the running back position at Alabama, the school that this kid is coming from, for several years now. It's what led to him getting this Texas job. So I'm fully confident that he can figure out the best way to use him. And according to Inside Texas, he's one of those one-cut-and-go guys. So I think this gives you more game-breaking speed, which is obviously something that this coaching staff is on the hunt for in the transfer portal and also with how they're recruiting high school kids. They need to find more speed at running back, of course, but then also on the outside as well.
So we definitely hit that. Now, somebody on the text line. Now, here's one for you. If you're talking about the hottie Mount Rushmore, but you're talking about the guy side of things, David Beckham. Now, that's a pretty dude. That is a good-looking man, and he can play.
Yes, he is. Has Ronda Rousey been mentioned?
Ronda Rousey has not been mentioned. That's interesting. I could see how somebody would be into Ronda.
Yes, and then how about this one, too? I apologize if you said this. Again, I'm listening about a quarter of the time.
That's fair.
Katarina Vitt.
She has not been mentioned. She's one of my favorites.
She's on my list.
Is she on the Mount Rushmore?
No question.
Yeah, I might have to make a spot for Katarina now that you mentioned her. I might have to kick somebody out.
Three of four are decided. The fourth I'm pretty certain about, but I'll let everybody know for sure next segment.
I might have to get, I hate to do this to you, Trey, because you're a volleyball guy. I might have to get rid of Gabrielle Reese and put Katarina Vitt in there.
I get it.
It's a consideration right now. Allison Felix, the track and field athlete, has been mentioned. Allison's very pretty, especially if you like a beautiful smile, because she has that. Alex Morgan, again, getting some love. Jenny Finch from the softball side getting love. Here's one from back in the day. This is me growing up. My mom was into two Olympic sports heavy duty when we were young. She's a gymnastics freak in the summer. She's a figure skating fan in the winter. Dorothy Hamill. Remember Dorothy Hamill in her prime? Like in the 70s and 80s? You're a little young.
I don't remember her prime, no.
She was pretty now. Dorothy Hamill was something. Allie Raceman, the gymnast, has been mentioned.
Yeah.
Hope Solo before I saw some pictures. Okay, fine. Fair enough. Annika Sorenstam from a golf fan getting mentioned. Somebody says Mike Napoli. Really? Mike Napoli?
Okay, you like him burly, huh?
See that? Okay, maybe. I didn't know he was that good looking. I would just think that Cristiano Ronaldo and Beckham's another good one to throw in on the soccer side. Those are good looking dudes.
Who was the girl who did like the little mousy side thing for U.S. gymnastics a few years ago? Michaela something?
I thought that was Allie Raceman. Oh, no, you're right. Michaela, you're right. She was one of the Geico commercial right now.
Yep.
Michaela, yes, whatever her name is.
I dig her.
Can't think of the last name. She's attractive. Danica Patrick does get mentioned. And somebody else, have you mentioned freaking Paige Van Zandt? Yes, Paige got the love. Don't worry. All right, Mount Rushmore of men. Karl Malone. Interesting. I guess he's a good-looking dude. Mike Piazza, Klay Thompson, and Eric Heiden. That's a list.
Okay.
All right. Fair enough. This says, Shawn Johnson from women's gymnastics. She was pretty. Yeah, yeah. I remember Sean.
I don't remember her.
I think she might have been on that Atlanta crew. Maria Sharapova gets mentioned. Venus Williams gets mentioned. Kat Osterman's been mentioned a couple times. It is Anna Kournikova's 40th birthday is why we are talking about our hottie Mount Rushmore. So
Michaela Maroney.
Maroney. There you go. Michaela Maroney. Yeah, she always had that great villain face, even though she was playing for the good guys.
Yeah.
Loved her.
RBF.
Yes. Love it. Love that. So let us know what you think there. We've also hit the Mavs losing Game 7 as little as possible as far as I'm concerned. And the big NFL news of the weekend, Julio Jones to Tennessee. If you're a Texans fan, it was already tough. Now you got that cat coming into your division for a couple games. But what this does for Tennessee, that offense really starts to flesh out a little bit. Trey, we mentioned Josh Reynolds is also on that team now. I'd forgotten that part. So that's three receivers, man. You got A.J. Brown and what he's become. And then you've got what's left of Julio Jones, which is still, you would think, is there's something there, obviously. One of the better receivers of, you know, the last 10 years. And then Josh Reynolds as your third. Derrick Henry's your running back. If you can give Ryan Tannehill the time and he can stay dialed in and not go to that bad world, not go to the dark world of Ryan Tannehill, that could be a pretty damn good offense.
Yeah, the top two tight ends right now are Anthony Firkser, who showed some nice things for them last year. And then how about Jeff Swaim?
Well, there you go.
Still earning an NFL paycheck, man. He's one of those guys who probably wasn't utilized enough at the tight end position here at Texas. Good for him. Still sticking around in the league all these years later.
I like Firkser, by the way. That's a good tight end.
Yeah, no, I like him a lot. And defensively, the biggest potential pickup for them is going to be Caleb Farley, who is going to be starting on one of the outside cornerback positions.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Forgot
Got
about
him
that.
In the first round of the draft.
Good call. Someone asking if WWE counts. Nope. Can't do it. I'm not even going to say any of the names. Trust me, I know some of the names you're thinking. You typed a name that's perfectly valid, but nope. We got to keep it to an actual sports competition. We can't go into that world because it'll take us into other places.
Yeah, they weren't hired for their skills. They were hired for their looks, some of the women in the WWE.
How dare you? How dare you? If you ever saw Miss Keebler enter the ring, there were skills there.
Oh, I saw her enter the ring. And I also saw what she was asked to do when it came to the quote-unquote wrestling.
I know. I know what you're saying. That's fair. Okay, so to the guy's side of things, the same person that said David Beckham, Blake Gideon, when he was playing, but not sure about now. Well, he's playing tonight. He's on Brooklyn's team. He's still a good-looking dude, Blake Gideon.
Blake Gideon. Blake Griffin?
Blake Griffin's what they mean. My bad. Okay. No. Maybe they do mean Blake Gideon. Blake Gideon, when he was playing, not sure about. Maybe
he's a good-looking guy.
Blake Gideon's good-looking, yeah. Sure. I'm sorry. I read that as Blake Griffin. You're right. They spelled Gideon perfectly clearly. I just can't read, apparently. Somebody says Tia Cooper, Dwight Howard's wife. Now, Dwight Howard's not a bad-looking dude.
Sure.
I would guess if you're into basketball guys. I would think that might be one that would be important to you. Celeste Taylor has been mentioned as well. Your hottie, Mount Rushmore's. Now, can we agree, Trey, that Anna Kournikova is on a special, it's just a special discussion because she is like so much hotter than her actual production as an athlete. I can't think of anybody that is more out of whack than Kournikova. Can you think of anybody that is as popular for being hot as they are? And I'm not saying she's awful. She's not, but she never won a singles tournament. Not one.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's ever been that out of whack as far as the popularity versus actual productivity.
Because Ronaldo was really good in soccer, or is really good in soccer, correct?
Yes, he's one of the, I think, two or three, like, best now, and I don't know about best ever. But, I mean, yeah, I hear soccer people talking about it's either him or Messi is, like, the greatest player at that moment. So, yes.
Was Beckham amongst best ever?
I don't know about a best ever, but I don't think he was Kournikova.
Okay.
Soccer people, you let me know if I'm wrong. Was David Beckham just a pretty face? And you thought he was completely overrated and the only reason people cared about him is because he was handsome and married to a Spice Girl.
Okay, I found an example from college football. Right here in Austin, as a matter of fact.
Yes.
Marty Cherry. He was a model and a backup quarterback.
Well, if we're going there, what about Matt Nordgren? I mean, and that's where we got to have the discussion.
Matt Nordgren got legitimate game time during that national championship season. He played in mop-up duty versus Baylor, I think.
He still has done something I've never seen anybody else do.
Bounce a football to himself and score a touchdown?
That dribble to himself during a football game is still one of the most amazing things. Now, he didn't mean to.
No, it was not intentional.
You couldn't mean to if you wanted. You couldn't do that if you tried 1,000 times in a row.
Mm-mm.
It did look badass, though.
Yeah, oh, it looked cool.
He looked like Steve Nash. It was awesome. Great stuff.
It's like tripping into your chair.
Is Steve Nash on anybody's list, you think? Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe. Some people like Canadians.
Maybe. That's true. He and Brooklyn trying to go up 2-0 tonight on Milwaukee. We may mention that one more time as they've got a TNT doubleheader tonight. Keep you updated on that baseball game. And coming up, more of the Hottie Mount Rushmore. It is Anna Kournikova's 40th birthday. She's 40 with three kids, and she still looks like Anna Kournikova. We'll tell you why else today matters. Before we get out of here, stems and seeds, including that U.S. men's soccer team. Go on now. This is The Horn.
Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey.
Trey's found a random playlist. What do you got, Trey? Whoa.
This is actually one of the bands that this playlist is inspired by. Alabama Shakes, okay. Future People.
She's awesome. What's her name?
Brittany Howard.
Thank you. I can never remember what her name is. She is not a Brittany to me when I see her. That's what it is. Her first name doesn't match her to me. Like, there's a vibe about that woman, and it is not a Britney vibe.
Because she is the opposite of a skinny, white, blonde girl?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. She doesn't fit that mold, the Britney mold that's in my mind.
Right.
I obviously need to expand it, and she clearly does expand the mold.
We all think Britney Spears when we hear Britney.
Yeah, that too.
It's a white girl name.
You're right. All right, so a lot of great text rolling in on the Specs text line, the athlete Hottie Mount Rushmore. We'll get back to that in a second. Want to remind you, they've now set 3:00 as the start time for South Florida and South Alabama to determine the Longhorns opponent in the Super Regional. We'll keep you up to date on that. Mississippi State's trying to close out there in the top of the 9th, 6-5. I believe they have not lost. So if they win, they advance into the Super Regionals, and we've got 8 slots to still get filled in the Super Regionals. So we'll keep our eyes peeled on that. We are also getting some great texts in. Let's jump back into the discussion and tell you why today matters. Here we go.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
So it is not only Anna Kournikova's birthday, but she's 40. Nice round number for Anna today. So we're throwing out your sports Hottie Mount Rushmore, whatever you're into. Again, if you're into the guys, send us the guys. We've gotten names like David Beckham. How about Jesse Palmer? Not for the career, but for the looks. I mean, Jesse Palmer's that's a handsome man.
Yeah, he was on The Bachelor.
He was on The Bachelor. That's probably helped out a little bit. But we've obviously we've also gotten a lot of, as you could imagine, the female names coming in, a lot of different sports, a lot of different things, including Kournikova. There's been Paige Van Zandt references. There has been some Gabriella Sabatini's agreeing with me. Trey threw out Katarina Witt, and a couple of our listeners threw in on that. So do you have, are you done? Have you laminated your Mount Rushmore?
Not laminating it, because these things are subject to change.
Uh-huh.
But it starts with Anna Kournikova.
All right.
Sticking in the world of tennis, Jeannie Bouchard is on there.
Okay.
Got to go Katarina Witt.
All right.
And right now, the fourth spot, it's a decision between Lolo Jones and Michaela Moroni.
Ah.
I think I'm going with Michaela, though.
There you go. So in that world, Simone Biles has been mentioned today. Somebody cannot resist that smile. Now, this is an interesting one, Trey. Somebody texted in Caitlyn Jenner, and they may have done that as some kind of a joke, but here's my question. is Caitlyn Jenner technically the athlete? Because Caitlyn Jenner has not achieved anything as an athlete. Bruce Jenner did. Bruce Jenner technically no longer exists. You see where I'm going here?
Bruce Jenner exists as Caitlyn Jenner, though.
Right, but the athlete as he would have performed in 1976. Now, you could say, so what you're saying there is Bruce Jenner. Is that somebody telling me they think Bruce Jenner was handsome back in the day? Because you can think Caitlyn Jenner is attractive, but Caitlyn Jenner's not an athlete.
But it's the same person.
Yeah, it's a deep conversation. That's weird. I'm making it deeper than it needs to be. I grant you that.
If somebody wants to say Caitlyn Jenner, just let them have Caitlyn Jenner.
Well, let them have Caitlyn Jenner. All right, fair enough.
We're not going wrestling here. This is not wrestling. This is still a person who accomplished a ton.
In
the more difficult of the two genders to actually do it, too.
You're saying decathlon tougher than the heptathlon? Is that what you're saying?
Saying that if both men and women were to compete in decathlon?
The decathlon.
Decathlon, there we go.
Oh, I thought you were just saying, because women don't compete in the decathlon.
Right, but I'm saying if you took a group of men and a group of women to compete in the
decathlon?
Decathlon.
Decathlon.
I don't know why I can't get that correct.
I don't either.
But he was at the highest level of that.
Yeah, he was.
Bruce.
And at that point, that is they used to call that the greatest athlete on the planet. The winner of the decathlon at the Olympics.
Perhaps an overstatement, but sure.
Yeah, it definitely was. But it's a hell of a thing to do. Those 10 events are pretty tough. So if you want to throw a Jenner on there, you throw a Jenner on there. Mia Hamm hadn't been mentioned yet. Somebody digs Mia Hamm.
Digger.
Alex Morgan getting more love. Misty May getting more love.
What does your list look like?
So I'm still with, I got Anna, I got Sabatini. I threw Candace Parker in from basketball. And at first I had Gabriella Reese, but I think I may have to go with Katarina Witt there.
Katarina.
Man, she's so pretty and was so good, so dominant. That's the other thing. I like it when they're both. I like it when they're dominant in their sport, and then they just also, they're that attractive at the same time.
Agreed.
So that's what it was. I mean, back in the day, Katarina Witt is this attractive. I rooted for her in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I'm American. I was born in Texas. She was German. I don't even care who she was going up against. I was rooting for Katarina every time.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking she was Russian at first. You're right. She was German, though.
That's the same thing with Sabatini. When Gabriella Sabatini walked out on that court, I just about did not care who was on the other side. And she's from Argentina.
That's right, Argentina. I was thinking Italy.
Yeah, so I'm rooting for her. That's how attractive I thought she was back in the day.
Jennifer Capriati?
I wouldn't put Capriati on the Mount Rushmore.
Okay.
I guess she was attractive, maybe to some.
Jennifer Capriati, did she die? Am I remembering that correctly?
No, I don't think so. No, don't. Are you trying to kill Jennifer Capriati?
No, she's still alive.
Come on, dude.
She's your age.
What are you doing?
She's your age. Damn it, I'm on the hook for Jennifer Capriati now.
Now I really feel old because then you found out she was my age. Oh, she's not dead, Chad. She's just your age.
I just thought for some reason that life had caught up with her.
Lolo Jones, this says Hope Solo. That got stuck, I guess. This says Florence Griffith Joyner getting more love. Elena Deladon for somebody. Ronda Rousey. Somebody throwing in Roger Federer on the men's side. Roger's a handsome dude. I guess I could see that. Pretty good looking guy.
Sure.
Now, if you're looking for tennis players back in the day, on the men's side, I'd throw Stefan Edberg in the discussion.
Mm.
My man Stefan Edberg was, like, every time I saw him, I thought, boy, if I could just look like that for like a day. I mean, he was a handsome Swedish bastard.
Bjorn Björk?
I think Bjorn was I think so. I'm assuming the ladies thought Bjorn was attractive back in the day. McEnroe, not so much.
Yvonne Lendl?
No. No, not Yvonne Lendl. Pete
Sampras.
Not so much. Not so much.
He got Bridget Wilson.
Yes, he did. I'm assuming women would say Andre was probably better looking than Petey. That's just my guess.
Yeah, especially once he got rid of the nonsense.
Yeah, and Andre embraced the bald eventually.
Yeah, he did.
He was forced to do that.
That was part of the comeback.
A little bit better. Somebody's throwing Monica Seles in the mix for tennis players. Zena Garrison, there's a name from the past. Jenny Finch again, another fight fan saying Thug Rose. Rose Namajunas is getting some love for the Mount Rushmore. Lindsey Vonn getting another mention. There is something about Lindsey Vonn.
Yeah.
That's a great, just a good combo of a lot of stuff. Because she's got the blonde, she's got the pretty, she's dominant in her sport, and then there's that, what's the thing I've heard Rod Babers discuss this too. There's that, I'll just call it the Amazon quality.
Yep.
The idea that the person you're attracted to could just dominate you in some way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, might throw you into a sheetrock wall, but you'll enjoy it kind of thing. Like, she could physically get after you.
She was too much for Tiger Woods.
She might have been. She might have been. Yes, the hottie Mount Rushmore. It may be, as Trey said earlier, it may be a shallow conversation, but it's a conversation that we do love to have from time to time. Because I'm the one who constantly will remind you that it's okay to find athletes attractive. If you're denying that part of you, stop it. You have to find these things. The pretty people rule is real. It is better when the athletes are prettier. I'm sorry. It just is.
There's just some people that thinks we should all be eunuchs and only acknowledge that we're all eunuchs with the other.
You can't do it, man. I said it earlier. I'm not rooting for her, but I saw an Oklahoma softball player make a play over the weekend, and her looks really helped the moment. It just did. I don't know why that's true, but it is. All right, Trey, a couple other quick ones. National VCR Day. Do you still have a VCR in your home?
We don't and have not had one in our home in a while, and that's just because we got rid of the VCR tapes a while ago. It was not a very efficient method.
Okay, no more tapes in the house.
No more tapes in the house. There's a few DVDs, but I don't even know how we would play those because our computers don't even have DVD players anymore.
See, I lived in the time of cassettes, which is the audio version of this, but when you went back in the day and it's like you made your own mixtapes, basically, your own mixed videos. I used to put like George Carlin sets right next to, you know, like a movie, throw a sports event, just mix it up however you wanted to. Documentaries, music documentaries and stuff, concert videos. But we don't have any more of that. Everything's digital. You can't make up your own stuff anymore. I have a VCR in the house, but I don't know if it works. I haven't tried to play a tape in so long. It used to be Office Space.
Right.
I had a copy of Office Space. I'd watch it every 6 months. Now I just pull Office Space up on demand.
We're both in that category of people that spent so much money at Blockbuster Video.
Oh, yeah.
Way back when. Like, I don't even know how many VCR tapes I actually owned versus just holding on to that rental for a couple days too long.
See, I was just recorded off of cable at home. I went from that to a little bit of Blockbuster to digital.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I don't have a lot. What I have a lot of at home is DVDs.
I do dig that about the VCR thing that you really don't get with DVR, even though it's obviously a much more efficient method of recording things and being able to play back and whatnot. You can't do the mixtape style recording.
Yeah.
Like, I used to record a bunch of different, like, little funny things. It could be like an SNL skit and something else really funny, like a scene from a TV show or something. I had a couple of really good comedy mixtapes or mixed VCRs, however you want to refer to those. That doesn't exist anymore. That's a bit of a lost art now.
Yeah. My father-in-law used to just record random videos on MTV. So he used to have like two or three or four tapes full of nothing but just old videos.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were just like too old and they ripped up and now we can't watch them anymore. But that's like what we used to do. We used to just record all kinds of weird stuff.
I'm sure Kevin Dunn did this too, but we used to have the entire Seinfeld series on VHS.
I had all in the Family. I literally went season by season.
Like you waited for it to show up on Nick at Night or whatever the channel was back when?
Right. Either Nick at Night or it was 10:30 after the news or whatever it was, and I literally would mark it and have a piece of paper that would stuff inside with all the names of the episodes and everything. Had all of that. And then I think one Christmas some friend bought it for me on DVD and all my work meant nothing.
I know. Isn't it funny? Like I felt that same thing whenever the first baseball video game I played that kept stats, which for me it was Baseball Stars. It was like all the years of work that we had put into keeping stats with RBI Baseball, it just felt small at that point, Chad. You felt like you had wasted a lot of time in the previous couple of years.
No doubt. All right, there you go. Some reasons why we think that June 7th matters. Also, a little bit of June 6th thrown in there. Like, yesterday was National Yo-Yo Day. So if you're good with the yo-yo, you're not, the Trey and I are not in that category. But good for you if you are decent with a yo-yo. That was yesterday, along with, of course, D-Day on June 6th. If you've got anybody around you that's part of that World War II generation, sit them down, have them talk, make them tell you some stories. They are a fantastic group of folks to deal with. And if you still know somebody from that, literally from the D-Day generation, thank you so much for your service and all of that. I know a lot of crazy stories were told yesterday on D-Day. All right, before we get out of here, stems and seeds, including the U.S. soccer team bowing up over the weekend. This is The Horn.
Shirts and skins.
Now that we're old and prouder than we should be, I hear you talking, but I don't see the need. As we go round until the day we pass out.
All right, rounding it out on a Monday. Trey, what are we finishing with here?
Finishing with White Rabbits, The Lady Vanishes, which is a song that I used to stalk my wife to, Chad.
Wow.
Back before she was my wife.
Weird thing to admit. Because of your stalking, did it ultimately make her your wife?
No. Had no bearing on it, other than maybe keeping me motivated to try and win her back.
Fair enough. How long has it been now? How long have we been married?
7.5 years.
7.5?
Yeah.
It's exciting. Do you...
Yeah, 7.5's not too exciting.
Do you have any concept of why the 7-year itch thing is real? Do you have any concept of that at this point?
I don't know. Does psoriasis count?
No, I'm just saying, I remember at the point when I was married 7 years, I remember thinking, okay, I could kind of understand how people might flip out about this point. That if you
I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you were either sad or if something was wrong inside the relationship, I could get how that many years of marriage would be a point where somebody might stray. Somebody might flip out.
I guess if anything, it's less for us about, or at least for me, and I'm going to speak for her too because I trust her, it's less about like wanting to find somebody else or hook up with somebody else than it is. Life is just really involved with two young kids, and it takes a concerted effort to make time for the other person. And it can be, you know, 10, 15 minutes after the kids go down for the night. Most weeknights or finding the occasional date night to schedule. But that's, you know, they talk about parenting and marriage and all these life skills being their own full-time jobs. That's not BS, man.
Yeah.
That's serious. If you are trying to have a lasting marriage or lasting relationship, if you've chosen not to go the quote-unquote legal route, then... yeah, it takes work. It does. And some people claim it doesn't. Good for those people. If you think that it doesn't take work to cultivate a good marriage where you are keeping the other person happy, good for you if it comes that naturally to you. It does not come naturally to most of us, though.
Hope everybody is having, if you're in a marriage, hope you're having a good one out there on a Monday. Hopefully,
if you're in a bad marriage, hopefully you're reaching that point where you realize it's time to pull the trigger.
Yeah, well, maybe, depending on what's going on in your situation. If you're a Texas baseball fan, you had a great weekend because your team is really good right now. And again, 3 o'clock is the scheduled time for South Florida and South Alabama in Gainesville. They are still having rain issues, but they think they can get it going at 3, so we'll see what happens there. Let's give that soccer team some love. Stems and seeds, here we go.
No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks.
Brought to you by AV Consultations, 255-8678, 255-8678, or go to avconsultations.com. Trey, I feel like this is a big deal. Neither of us are soccer freaks, but the men's national team won something. Well, it was like a whole tournament, right?
Yeah, they won an entire tournament. It was the CONCACAF Nations League final.
Mm-hmm.
In Denver, Colorado, at Empower Field at Mile High, I guess is what they're calling that one now. The U.S. ends up winning it 3-2, leading the Mexican fans in the stands to taking out their frustrations by pelting the field and U.S. players with trash and bottles.
Man.
Apparently, one guy on the U.S. team ends up getting knocked down when a bottle hits him in the head.
Just way too important of a sport. It really is.
Like, well, the sense of self-importance, I think, is what's amusing to me.
We got to dial that back, and there's no way to do it. These are the same Mexican fans that chanted the anti-gay slur that stopped the game for a while.
Yep.
They've been on that kick for a while. I'm not sure what the point of that is, but I don't know if they threw anybody out of this game, but they had some Mexican fans that were thrown out earlier in the tournament.
Jeez. That's embarrassing.
That's unbelievable.
Guys, come on.
I'm actually glad soccer cares about it, though. Soccer, it is the most important sport on the planet, so I'm glad that they're at least paying attention to it and trying to have a respectful, you know, a respectful atmosphere. The fact that you'd get mad enough that you'd throw objects at the other team makes no sense to me, but it's soccer, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate the passion up to a certain degree. Like, I'm not cool with you throwing things onto the field. I'm not cool with you getting into fights with fans from opposing teams in the stands. Like, that stuff's not cool. I realize it's amusing from just watching it on 30 seconds from on Twitter standpoint. It's not even that amusing for me. It's sad more than anything else.
So this is going to be a slightly, you know, humorous attempt at a question, but in a way, I guess I'm serious. If I go over to Q2 to an Austin FC game, I've never been to the most major soccer game I've been to was like a Dallas indoor game in the 80s. So like pre-tattoo days. So if I go to Q2 to root on the Austin FC or just to check it out, like, are the opposing fans going to show up and throw stuff at me?
Maybe.
Beat me? Try to punch me in the face if I'm wearing Austin FC gear?
Hopefully not.
I hope not. That's crazy. Congratulations to the men's national team. That save was awesome to end the game. It was 3-2, mm-hmm. And they won it 3-2 on penalty kicks.
Yeah, the backup keeper.
Ooh, oh, he was the backup. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he had to come in because of an injury, I believe.
Very nice. Yeah, that's tough to do. That is tough to do. As big as that goal is and where they let the dude kick from, I'm always amazed when they actually get a save, when they actually guess those correctly. All right, the other story of the day, we haven't mentioned this yet, but I'll just go ahead and say it. Nick Saban, Trey, apparently has been extended through 2028. So technically, he's the Alabama coach until February of 2029.
You know, for all of those programs who extend the coaches unnecessarily after a little bit of success in the previous season, this one probably could have gone a couple years longer, and I don't think anybody would have objected.
You mean you don't think they should have waited it out?
Nah, I think they were okay extending him into the next decade if they really wanted to.
Give that man whatever he wants. That's what you do. And speaking of Bama, of course, we've talked about Keelan Robinson, the running back transfer coming from Alabama to Texas. That one's pretty cool, Trey. It's a position group that Texas – it's funny because Texas fans have just been asking their team the last few years to – find the running back that's looking pretty good, hand him the ball, mm-hmm. and hopefully they're going to see that with Bijan Robinson. But this is an era in all kinds of football where you've got to be varied at the running back position. You brought up a great point earlier. It's Sark that's been dealing with those running backs at Alabama lately.
It's an extension of me having faith with whatever quarterback he brings in here. Like, I know people are upset right now that it's not yours, that Klubnik's going to Clemson. And look, I get those frustrations. But you have to trust him with what he's doing with Malik Henry right now, that he has the guy that he truly wants, and if it needs to be somebody else, he'll make that change. I think the running back position should be looked at that as well. Just look at what the running backs have done at Alabama over these last few years. It's ridiculous.
Right.
That includes Heisman trophies, 1,000-yard seasons, and national championships to boot.
I'll keep saying it, man. I like the way he thinks football. And if he keeps, I know he doesn't have all of that Alabama talent stocked up yet. I just like the way he thinks the game. Mm-hmm. If I was a Texas fan, I'd be really interested if that was coming in. And in this case, it's can he give you a secondary look at the running back position? Can this kid help out with maybe it's a little receiving here and there? Maybe it's the return game. Is he going to maximize your scoreability? That's what this guy kind of speaks to me.
Yeah, I think that's very well put there. Now, we've talked about throughout this show that it may be time for the end of the Kristaps Porzingis era in Big D. Do you think it's time for things to be over with between the Mavs and Rick Carlisle?
Oh, man. Cuban says Carlisle staying around. I respect the guy as a coach, but I don't feel like there's enough of a defensive focus on that team. I'll say stick with Carlisle. And I'll even say if they want to tell me the injury stuff has to be figured out, and by the way, they've already paid Kristaps a ton of money, so I don't know if they can get out of that part of it either. I'll trust one more offseason of – I'll trust the idea if you go after a big-time scorer. You've got to find somebody on the outside that's more dependable than Hardaway. You do that, then maybe we can talk about it.
Maybe they can work some sort of three-way deal for Dame Lillard.
Oh, my God, that'd be fantastic. That would be fantastic. But I don't know what it is with Porzingis moving forward. A 7'3" guy that put those numbers out there, even banged up, is it going to get that much better? Are you? If you're telling me he can be 20-10, I'll shut up. If he can be 20-10, I will be quiet. Otherwise, it just doesn't feel right. All right, NBA tonight, remember, is Milwaukee-Brooklyn, followed by Denver and Phoenix. We'll see what that series looks like getting going, and no Harden in the Brooklyn series. Triple option coming up. Soccer Matters at 7, Instant Serious at 8. Check out our Monday night lineup if you haven't. We'll be back for a Tuesday show tomorrow. See you.